You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc., and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am great. Today, our guest is Charlie Laughlin with Commercial Service Heating and Cooling.
And plumbing.
And all things.
Everything else.
So that does include the kitchen sink, so it's including everything.
Yeah, it does.
It does. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You haven't been on in a while.
I know.
You've been busy.
We have been very busy, actually.
Time of year.
Yeah, it actually is that time of year. Getting ready for air conditioning season.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit. First, I always like to go back and tell us a little bit about Commercial Service, locally owned company.
Locally owned company. We've been in Bloomington since 1946. We do heating and cooling. More recently in the last couple of years, we're doing plumbing now. So, like I said, been around since 1946. Focus on commercial and residential heating and cooling, and now plumbing.
That's a whole nother level, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. I'm sure you're aware of that, and we are very aware of that now.
We are aware of that.
It's a different animal. I mean, it's, you know, we've heating and cooling and plumbing go together a lot commercially, especially.
Absolutely.
Being in people's homes, though, I work mostly on the residential side. They go together well too. We're doing HVAC stuff. A lot of people are calling in asking for us to do their plumbing stuff too.
It's amazing that people will call and they need their furnace tuned up or their air conditioner tuned up, and then while your techs are there, it's like, so
can you look at this and this and this and this and this?
Yeah, I got
in the kitchen sink
exactly with my toilets.
Yeah,
and they're like, well, we're gonna need to get a plumber.
Right, and it's been great for us. I mean, you know, we've got a long history of being in Bloomington, and we've got a lot of customers that use us on the heating and cooling side, and it worked out well to do the plumbing. And especially now, I mean, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, when housing slowed down, we never had done a tremendous amount of new construction work. Most of our business had been service maintenance and retrofits replacements. But we've seen a huge increase in residential new construction just, you know, in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the market is coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, with the real estate. So, you know, the plumbing's been a natural fit for a lot of that.
Absolutely.
But I think that makes sense, though. I think when a customer finds someone, you know, if they find a company that they like doing business with and that they feel comfortable with, it's like, okay, can you do these other things? Because if you do a good job at this, you'll do a good job at something else.
Right. And that's, you know, that's a challenge, obviously, on our end to integrate that smoothly.
Right.
In the customer's eyes. But that's a request we get a lot. You know, I trust you guys. You guys have been doing our service for a long time. What else can I get you to do at our house? Because we like you. And a lot of that is being available and, you know, providing good service, but also providing, you know, service when you're not normally open after hours and on the weekends and things like that. When you know, small problems become emergencies.
Toilet overflow, an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Or heating and cooling going out.
Right.
That kind of thing. This is kind of the not greatest time of year for most people in the heating and cooling because it's not a time that you use heating or cooling.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
But it is the time.
It's a good time to start
preparing.
Exactly. To get on the schedule to have the maintenance done, to have your filters changed, have your drains cleaned out. You know, that's something that we tell people all the time, or that people tell us. You know, there's water coming through my ceiling, or there's water on the floor in the basement. It's clogged drain, and that's, you know, the majority of the problems we find with heating and cooling are preventable. Mm-hmm. You know that it's change your filter, keep your drains cleared, you know, clean mm-hmm. the coils. It's stuff that you don't really think about until it becomes a problem, but you know, having it serviced once a year, twice a year, is going to prevent a lot of that, and it's going to prevent a lot of cost mm-hmm. on the backside of having to fix mm-hmm. a floor, fix drywall, or mm-hmm. have someone out at, you know, midnight on a Saturday.
Well, the best is when you go away on vacation or something, you come back, and that's when you're clogged. You know, your drain's clogged for the right. entire mm-hmm. week. You're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or your neighbor didn't notice that when they were in there watering your plants exactly. or something, that something was wrong mm-hmm. or that. It just didn't seem cool.
The leak coming through the ceiling was normal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, it's a rainforest in here. Exactly. But, you know, when you go to sell a house, though, it's really important, too, because when you're looking at houses and you see a service sticker on a furnace and you can see where it's been maintained, it just makes everyone feel better.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, when you list a house, you ask the seller, you know, when was the last time you had your furnace serviced? And they look at you like, what? You have to have this serviced?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
Well, and I think you probably run into the same thing we do in that so many people don't want to pay for a preventative maintenance contract per se because they said, it's running great. I don't, you know, what I change the filters.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, most people say they change their filters every 3 months, but they don't.
Right. No. It's like once a year.
Maybe.
And time flies for a lot of people. I mean,
yes.
I know that just from talking to customers. Sure. You know, they're like, oh, God, you guys were just here. And no, like, no, actually, that was actually 6 or 7 months ago. And they're like, really? And so when we're not there, when we're not calling mm-hmm. to set up those maintenances, when you're not on that program, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy to go a year without thinking about it or changing the filter. And it's, you know, the last time you thought about it is usually because it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually look at the dates in the computer, it was a year ago mm-hmm. or it was 6 months ago or it was 2 years ago that we were out there. And we get that a lot when we put new equipment in. When we contact customers, you know, it's time to start having regular service done. They're like, well, this is brand new. And you're like, nah, it's 5 years old. So that's been a big push for us is try to get people to recognize that regular mm-hmm. maintenance needs to be done. And high efficiency equipment is a lot different than equipment that was installed 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It requires more attention.
Absolutely. Right. Well, and I think some people, you know, I like to talk about it in that it's kind of like maintaining your car. You don't go for long periods of time without changing your oil because your car starts to tell you that something is wrong.
Right.
You know, your furnace may not, or your air conditioner may not tell you quite in those terms. Yeah. How it's going to tell you is you're going to flip the switch and you're not going to have cool or warm air.
You wake up in the middle of the night and it's 90 degrees in your house.
And that's what, you know, I had that conversation with a customer the other day is, you know, they said, well, this is brand new. You know, why do I need to have it serviced? You know, and it's 3 or 4 years old, and you wouldn't think about going 4 years or 5 years without changing oil in your car or having the tires looked at, you know, or being just in the service or washing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people do go 5 years without washing their car, but it's funny how people, you can relate better to a car or, you know,
well, it's something people use every day
in
most cases. And
and
they
so
don't
is your air conditioner.
Exactly.
But it's out of sight, out of mind. It's tucked away in a closet somewhere. Or those people who have it in their crawl space or their attic. Mm-hmm. That's even worse because then it's really out of sight.
Or in the basement. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to flip the switch every time you want to use it. Like you do your car, you have to turn it on.
Right. It's all automatic.
You go to the thermostat to do that or your app on your phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you get those calls, like you said, in the middle of the night usually or on the hottest day of the year when I thought it was working yesterday. It seemed fine when it was 75.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, you know, that's when half of Bloomington is also calling to realize that their furnace isn't working or their air conditioner's not working. So,
So call now.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
so that's the whole
now.
This whole thing started with, you know, now is the time to think about it. Now is the time when you have early bird specials, when we have discounts on service and maintenance, when we have the time to spend doing a lot of preventative maintenance.
Right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Charlie Laughlin from Commercial Service.